The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus loves you. That's one of the first phrases children learn in Sunday school. But the full impact of it can be hard to grasp. He came to give you life. As our Lord Jesus says in the verse for today, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. It has been said that Jesus will not only add years to your life, but life to your years. The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is God's sign to the world to say, I love you and I have come to give you this abundant, overwhelmingly good life. Some people think if they give their life to Jesus Christ, he's going to take away all those things that they may enjoy. But remember, the only thing God asks you to give up are those things that harm and hurt you. Psalm 84, verse 11 promises us, For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. You know, we do not deserve, and we did not earn the favor and the love of the Father. But by his mercy and grace, and because of his great love, he sent his Son to die in our place on the cross. And through Christ, we have everything we need as believers. So why should we ever be disappointed, discouraged, or distressed? Why should we be concerned with the journey if the journey leads home? The old hymn says, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, and how sweet it is to be loved unconditionally, and to be provided for. Now and for eternity. Give thanks today for the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Please join us next week.